You sure your folks aren't going to be home soon? Boy, you really clawed me up pretty good. This is great. Just the greatest. Especially compared with all the other. Look, I should tell you something. This is my first time.
Mine, too. Let's cut the chatter and get back to the slapping.
I don't have another condom.
Who cares? Nothing to worry about. The works fell out years ago.
What about safe sex and everything?
Safe sex? Get out of the kiddie pool. Take a dip in the danger zone.
Hello, I'm Jerry Blank. 32 years ago, I dropped out of high school and ran away from home. Oh, I made a lot of friends. Did a lot of time. I was a boozer, a user, and a loser. I stole the TV. Did some more time. But now I'm back in school. And though the faces may have changed, the hassles are just the same.
I am so jazzed. I wonder who's going to get picked for Lord and Lady of the Dance.
Ooh, I know who should be.
Oh, all of you would make a good Lord and Lady. Especially you, Jimmy.
Really?
Yeah, you'd make a great lady. What's that on your face?
This? Oh, damn bees.
Looks like a cold sore.
Well, it's not.
Well, it looks like one.
Okay. I just finished meeting with the committee of me, myself, and I, and we've made my final decision for this year's Lord and Lady of the Dance. And the royal duo this year is... Jared Westerly and Jerry Blake!
I couldn't think of a better choice. Oh, my God. I am so happy for you. I am super jazzed.
Oh, my God, Mr. Johnny, please help me.
Hey, Jerry, I got a riddle for you. What did Derek Blank say to his half-sister, Jerry Blank?
What, Derek?
You're a fat, ugly pig. Get it?
All right. Not at the breakfast table, kid. I got it, Derek. Listen, Sir Fagsalot, your japes cannot touch me. I'll have you know that I and my new popular boyfriend, Jared, have just been picked Lord and Lady of the Dance.
What's that, Jerry? You were picked Lady of the Dance? Oh, I get it. The theme this year must be opposite. That should be fun. Yes means no, up means down, you're a lady.
No, stepmother. As a matter of fact, being the lady, I get to pick the theme. And I'll tell you what it's not going to be. Sack wrangling. So you might want to pass, Derek. Guys, what good is having a court if you don't do my work for me? How about... Nothing.
Maybe we should think about a setting.
Good for you, Copperhead. A crack house. A back alley. A prison yard. Back of a cab. Did I say prison yard?
Jerry, how about something nicer? Like hope or purity?
Purity.
What kind of purity?
Purity of love.
Purity of mind and body. Racial purity. But how are we going to decorate?
What's purer than water? My father works at a sewage filtration plant. They have all these large filters to clean water and hoses and stuff. I could borrow some of that stuff, and we could decorate the lunchroom with hoses and stuff.
Genius!
Great idea, kids. Hey, we can hang streamers from the ceiling.
That's a little old-fashioned, Mr. Shellyneck.
Not a cold sore. I bumped my lip on a biscuit.
Sure looks like a cold sore.
Hey, Jenny, right?
Do I know you? Are you a cop?
I'm not a cop. I'm pretty sure we had sex in the back of my cab.
Oh, what do you want?
I want to talk to you.
Look, my new boyfriend, Jared, is very popular and very jealous. It's probably not a good idea for you to be talking to me.
I'll make it quick. I've been diagnosed with syphilis, so there's a pretty good chance you've got it. I'm supposed to tell people or something. I already told the other guys who were there.
Well, there must be some mistake. I'm not sick. Except for the burning sensation and the discharge, I feel fine.
If I were you, I'd go get my plumbing checked out. And you better tell that new popular boyfriend of yours. Hey, after we get this all cleared up, want to go for another ride in my cab?
Are you listening? I have a boyfriend.
Yes or no?
Yes. Cab drivers.
Number 16. Syphilis.
Easy there, young lady. Let's keep our genitals in a strictly business relationship. I'm Dr. Zordix.
Oh, hi. Sorry, I'm just a little nervous because I've done this so many times before.
There's nothing to be nervous about. All I'm going to do is take a little of your blood and inject it into a dog. And take the blood of the dog and inject it into a rabbit. We'll get to the bottom of this. Now, why don't you hop up here and roll up that sleeve? You've seen the business end of a needle before.
Oh, yeah, I was a diabetic for a while until I kicked it. Here, I'll help you find a vein. Go.
Kiddoke. Now, while I'm testing this, why don't I send you to the movies? All kidding aside, Jerry, if you do have an STD... it's important to get all the information that you can. So pay attention to this movie. Here, Rex!
Hello. What you are about to see may be graphic and disturbing, but it is, in fact, a fact of life that sexually transmitted diseases are a fact of life. One great weapon in our arsenal is penicillin.
Did it get him?
No.
He never does. Jerry has some bad news. You have syphilis.
No.
Not only that, it appears that your syphilis is infested with crabs, and those crabs are carrying gonorrhea. Don't you use condoms?
Look, Doc, I go all natural. That's why my prices are so high.
Well, that's pretty irresponsible. But thanks to penicillin, there's no need to act responsibly. Penicillin is nature's condom. Now, why don't we bend over?
That's what got me in this muff-up.
Seriously, drop your drawers. Whoa! Whoever was down here last year did some shoddy work. Did you get the license plate of the guy who hit you? Seriously, it's a mess down here. And Jerry, if you're engaged in a sexual relationship, you must tell your partner you have syphilis.
That stings. Syphilis? Don't tell him. Tell him. Don't tell him. Tell him. I gotta get more flowers. Wait a minute. Maybe I don't need to tell him. Maybe I'm getting all worked up for nothing. He probably doesn't even have it.
Hey, Jared. Sorry I'm late.
Jared, how are you feeling?
Great. Hey, I gotta go pop in the bathroom. I'll be right back.
Hey, Stinko or Stinky?
Neither. I gotta go check something out. It's like a wiener roast down there.
Hey, Jerry, how are the plans for the dance coming?
What are you getting at?
Nothing.
You broke me. I've got the syphilis. I can't keep a secret from you, Tamala.
Oh, my God. Did you tell Jared?
I can't. If I tell him, he'll drop me. And what about the dance for the lords and the ladies?
Jerry, you have to tell him. If he has it and he doesn't get it treated right away, it will rot his brain.
I can't sit here and listen to your spook stories, especially when they might convince me to do the right thing.
And bloating. Now, can anyone tell me how Elliot Ness finally nailed Al Capone? Casper.
On charges of tax evasion?
Well, that's a common misperception. Actually, what Ness did was, he dressed up as a call girl and infected Capone with syphilis, eventually killing him.
Do a lot of the people die of syphilis?
Oh, absolutely. Historically, syphilis is right up there with Germans. It wiped out the Romanovs, it decimated our fleet at Pearl Harbor, and of course, Fidel Castro impersonated Marilyn Monroe and gave President Kennedy a case of syphilis so severe that eventually it blew the back of his head off. Oh, that's pleasant. Okay, can anyone tell me how Mark David Chapman gave John Lennon syphilis? Anybody? 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 Anybody?
Mr. Jellyneck, can I ask you a question?
Sure, Jerry. I was just about to fire this in the old kiln. For my lecture on erotic arts in the lost city of Pompeii.
How was Pompeii lost?
No one knows. It was buried under tons of lava, which of course destroyed all the records. Hmm. What's your question, Jerry?
Well, I... What is going on with your face?
My lip fell down a flight of stairs.
It really looks like a golf sword.
What do you want, Jerry?
Well, let's just say that someone, and I'm not saying it was me, gave somebody else, who I'm not saying is Jared, a vicious case of something that I'm not going to say is syphilis. Would it be wrong to not tell that person if you thought it might upset them?
It's a hard one. All I can say is, Jerry, recently somebody gave me a little gift that I didn't really want. And I can't return it, not even for store credit. And this somebody won't own up. I think that's pretty wrong.
Talking about your cold side.
No, I am not.
I think I know what I need to do. Nice cold side.
Attention, hungry students. Today's lunch menu will include crab salad.
Jared! Can I talk to you for a second?
Of course, Jared. What's up?
Real.
You know I care for you, right?
I care for you too, Jared.
And I would never do anything to hurt you, but...
But what?
Look, there's this doctor, and he wants me to hurt you, but I won't let him make me. You understand?
No, but it's kind of hard for me to concentrate because my... Right. Anyway, they feel like a couple of roasted chestnuts.
Oh, well, I don't know why that would be. Look, I gotta go.
Where?
In here.
Jack coins, fiddle spears, atomic hot wings, and dollar drafts. Enjoy your lunch. That is all. What do you want, Blake?
I'm hiding.
We'll do it somewhere else. This is my hidey hole.
Principal Blackman, I have to confess something. I have an STD.
There's a shocker.
Anyway, I think I might have infected my boyfriend Jared with syphilis, but I don't know how to tell him.
Hmm. I'm not sure I heard you correctly. Repeat what you just said, Blank.
I said that...
Who are you again?
I'm Jerry Blank. I have syphilis. And I've given it to my boyfriend, Jared.
But I'm afraid to tell him.
There, now you told him. Get out!
I can't believe you gave me syphilis.
What makes you so sure that I didn't get it from you?
It was my first time! You lied to me. You said it was your first time.
It was my first time. With you.
How did you get it?
Oh, it was nothing, baby. I just had a little accidental sex with some guys in the backseat of a cab. It could happen to anybody.
I don't want to see you again.
What? What about the dance?
Plan it without me.
I can't plan a dance without you. You got all the roses and stuff.
Show up.
Jerry, we came to tell you we're thinking about quitting the dance.
What?
What's the point, Jerry? Jared already took all his hoses and stuff. And besides, nobody's going to want to come now that we have no hoses and stuff. I'm so not jazzed.
Come back!
Jerry, what's going on with the dance?
I've got the STDs and everybody knows.
Jerry, that's nothing to be ashamed about. Unless you're embarrassed about having everybody know you've done something so shameful.
I guess there's not going to be a dance.
Oh, yes, there is, Jerry. Even if I have to be both lord and lady, I'm not going to let your dirty little activities destroy my dance.
Disgrace.
So, Jerry, how's it going at school?
Terrible. Everyone knows that I have a syphilis and my boyfriend broke up with me. I'm so ashamed.
I don't know what to tell you. Want to watch the cartoon again?
Can't you just write a note that says it was all one big blooper and that I never had it?
Sure. I can write you a note that says, Jerry never had an STD. Dr. Zorders. And you can take it to your friends and show them, and they will feel bad for misjudging you. You can get your boyfriend back. You can get back to the dance. And your life will be better than it was before. But you don't want to do that.
I don't.
No, Jerry. You don't want the easy road. You want the hard road, where you learn difficult yet valuable lessons.
No, I'm pretty sure I want the easy road.
No, Jerry. You want the hard road, where you learn what it means to be a disease carrier. And one of biblical proportions, I might add. No, in terms of viral contagion, you're off the chart.
Wow, I must be pretty special.
You're one in a million.
One in a million? And to think I came in here feeling ashamed. I'm off the chart.
No, Jerry, you're not hearing what I'm saying.
Oh, that's okay, Doc, because you're not saying what I'm hearing. I gotta go. I got a dance to plan.
All righty, there's no need to panic. I'm going to lead us through this. Tammy, what do we got?
Well, we have no theme and nobody's coming.
I can't do this. The dance is tonight. Why would you follow me? I don't even have a spine.
I got something to say. I feel no shame, only pride, because my syphilis is a badge of honor. It says that I'm not afraid to live, that I'm not afraid to take chances. Oh, it may be some horrible disease that, if gone untreated, can lead to blindness, insanity, and even death. But it's the only one I've got. I am proud to be both the host to this dance and the host of my virus. Condoms are for cowards. Who's with me?
I am, Jerry. All of I are.
But we still don't have a theme.
Oh, I got your theme right here, Pumpin' Curls.
Let's go decorate a lunchroom.
Introduction. Some things are better left unsaid. Don't say another word. Your body makes me delirious.
Oh, keep the thing mysterious.
I've really come to respect my disease now that I've embraced it. I don't know why I didn't catch it before.
I'm just sorry Jared didn't show up.
Yeah, that would have been nice. Did I ever get around to mentioning to you that you need to get that shot of penicillin for that mean case of syphilis I slapped on you? Never mind. My pants!
For late-breaking news without the flicky mess, don't miss The Daily Show with Jon Stewart. Next, only on Comedy Central.
I'm so jazzed!